Let's take a look at the front pages. The Sunday Times reports that US military advisors have told the UK that Donald Trump could launch a preemptive strike to neutralize North Korea's nuclear program. The Mail on Sunday goes with North Korea's unveiling of a new array of missiles. The Sunday Telegraph says tensions between the rogue state and the US has reached new levels, with fears one of those missiles unveiled could hit America. The Sunday Express also leads with that story. The Observer says the new figures show the government's free schools program benefits more prosperous areas in the south of England the most. That's us. The Sun on Sunday reports a Labour MP who says Jeremy Corbyn's top team has been a catastrophic flop in holding the Tories to account. And the Sunday Mirror leads with an interview with chef Jean-Christophe Novelli, the paper reporting he came close to losing his son and fiance. Right now, the back pages, the race for the Premier League title dominates this morning's sports pages. After Tottenham's win over Bournemouth narrowed the gap between themselves and leaders Chelsea to 4 points. It's not over yet, says the Observer, with Spurs ready to make the most of any slip up by their London rivals in this afternoon's clash with Manchester United at Old Trafford. But the Sun believes Tottenham will do well without any help from United. Their manager, Jose Mourinho, claiming his players are too tired to train because of their busy fixture schedule. The Sunday Express suggests Chelsea will be willing to let Diego Costa leave for China in a £90 million deal at the end of the season, as long as they can sign Real Madrid's Alvaro Morata for around 50. The Mail on Sunday claims United and Chelsea will battle it out for Manchester City goalkeeper Joe Hart this summer, depending on whether one of David De Gea or Thibaut Courtois leaves to join Real Madrid. There's more transfer speculation in the Sunday Mirror, who think Jose Mourinho will try and tempt Everton's Ross Barkley to Old Trafford. The Sunday People claims Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp is confident of keeping Felipe Coutinho at Anfield next season, despite interest from Spanish giants Barcelona and Real Madrid. Away from football, the Sunday Telegraph believes there'll be a shock call-up from Harlequins prop Kyle Sinclair, and Warren Gatland names his British and Irish Lions rugby union squad on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Sunday Times is confident Sam Warburton, will be captain for this summer's tour to New Zealand despite his knee injury. And there you are. We've got some difficult names, but you're up to date on Gateway 97.8, the front and back pages of the papers today, Easter Sunday, the 16th of April.